This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Patricia Salmon is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. She's been contemplating the gift of Blarney that is at the heart of every great story.
A few years ago, my brother Bill was in Ireland for the first time, and he thought he'd try to find our family farm, a couple of acres felicitously situated just downwind of a whiskey distillery in Tullamore. The farm has been in our family name for over 300 years. It's currently being run by our elderly cousin, Eamon. Bill drove his rental car along the wrong side of a lot of nameless country lanes. He knew he was getting close. He could catch a whiff of that whiskey mist. Bill did something not at all like himself. He asked directions. "Hello, I'm hoping to visit my cousin Eamon Salmon. Could you tell me the way?" The old man in the field was stricken with delight. "Well, faith and begorra, a cousin. Eamon's mentioned cousins in America, but I never thought I'd meet one for myself. And to meet him before Eamon does, oh, I'll have a bit of fun with that. Would you care for tea? I have tea in my thermos. My thermos is somewhere here." Bill took a deep breath and said, "So you know him? I'm close." "Know him? We once got spanked with the same yardstick at the same time for pulling Mary-Kate's braids. Now let me think, what year was that? Her aunt was still living, but her uncle, Danny was his name." "No, his name wasn't Danny, it was Davy." Bill tried to politely disengage. As he headed back to the car, he called out, "So then I'll bear right up there at the fork in the road." The old fellow said, "Well, you could, but it'd do you no good at all, because Eamon's place is the other way." "Thanks," Bill said, and the man hopped over the fence and chased after him. "When you do go left, around that curve in the road, you're going to meet a man in a red hat, and he'll be sitting in his donkey cart, and that'll be Tommy O'Doul, and you're not to talk to him. He'll send you the wrong way." "Oh, he doesn't have a mean bone in him. No, it's just, I don't mean to be harsh, but he's a fool, and he can't help that, can he?" "So you, Mr. Bill Salmon, you just ignore that poor old soul, and you continue on another 2 miles, and you'll see Molly's cow tied to the wellstone because she wanders into the oats and then has the colic and the milk is all off. Once we had to call a vet." Bill tried to steady himself in the high wind of the dizzying detail. "So you, Bill, you'll come to a white post and you'll say to yourself, you'll say, I wonder which way I'm to go now." Bill couldn't help but lean in, waiting to hear what this fortune teller would reveal he'd do next. "Oh, you'll proceed directly up the hill, won't you? Because that's the lane to Eamon's house. And if we're lucky, we'll hear his teapot singing before we clear the rise." Bill stared at him. "Are you coming?" "Oh, I think it's best I do. I've been tossing the matter about in my mind." Reference to such cognitive gymnastics amazed Bill. When had been their time to consider anything? The man had barely drawn a breath. "And the truth is, I'm awfully worried about you falling under the spell of that Tommy. His donkey is such a fine-looking thing, and I know you. You're so kind-hearted. You won't be able to ignore him. You'll go over and compliment him on the donkey and the cart, and in no time you'll be clip-clopping your way to Dublin." So Bill opened the passenger door to the rental car, and he and his newfound friend headed off. Bill did see Molly's cow mouthing its way in green circles or in the grassy field, but they never did see Tommy O'Doul. And wasn't that just like that old fool, not to be sitting in his donkey cart on the one day you'd be passing by all the way from America?
Patricia Salmon's collection of commentaries aired on WLRH over the past few years is called Radio Ink. This is the Sundial Writer's Corner on WLRH Huntsville. Listen to us also at WLRH.org.